My mic sound nice. Hey guys, it's Janine with our latest episode of Unwrapped. Sanjay is away this week, so I have a special co-host, our DJ P. Chris.
What's going on?
And we have two guests with us today, Keisha and Jamil McClain. Say hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a little fun with these guys today.
Of course. You kidding me?
So, guys, we have Keisha and the Super Bowl winning Jamil McClain. And you guys have a newest venture going on, Retro Fitness. Tell us a little bit about it.
So, Retro Fitness, we are in 18,000 square foot facility. We offer everything from group fitness classes. We have 25 yards of functional turf inside the gym, probably about 20 yards outside of the gym. I don't know why we would have turf with Jamil being the owner of the gym. That's crazy. And we also have a cardio movie theater, personal training, everything that you would need to get right.
Everything to get right.
At a low price point. We're cheap.
Low price. How cheap are we?
We're very cheap. We're $19.99 to start.
Ooh, but we ain't no easy date. We cheap though. No.
We cheap, but not easy.
And you guys also have a spin room. And we, Total Package, are going to be having a glow spin at your facilities on June 29th. We are so excited.
For sure.
You guys should come on out. Check out our Eventbrite to buy tickets. Well, actually, it's free, so you have to buy tickets, but RSVP through Eventbrite, and we are really excited about that, but let's just jump into this interview, guys. So,
No pressure.
First, I wanted to ask a few questions about, you know, fitness and diets. So, you have been in the league, and you guys own the gym. Obviously, fitness is important. Tell us a little bit about, like, your routine or your just daily fitness workouts. Or do you work out every day?
Daily fitness workouts.
These are going to be completely opposite answers.
These are going to be interesting. So, you know, as far as daily workouts right now, I'm kind of stuck in a place where it's kind of difficult for me because obviously I used to play in football for the majority of my life, working out two times a day and making them really intense workouts. So now I'm trying to get adjusted to realizing and just how to work out and take care of my body in the right way. So now I probably do simple things like, you know, work out 6 a.m, probably work out now for an hour or so. And then I'm blessed enough to be able to also work with the Ravens, you know, doing player development, the assistant director of player development there. So I get to go into the facility, be with the guys, and also get another workout in with them, you know. So my simple workouts is probably two times a day. But that's just dependent on what me and Keisha's
Jamil
doing. If we can
works
get it.
Out like he still is number 53 exactly. for either the Baltimore Ravens or the New York Giants.
When I work out with him,
I want to kill myself. But no, he still works out like an athlete. He is an athlete at heart. So we are different. I can keep up with him, though.
Yeah, you can, baby.
When you train me, I'm with it.
Flipping them tires.
Wait a minute.
Actually attempt to work out with him? Because I know I've tried to work out with my husband, and it is a nightmare. Yeah. Everything is so intense. We end up arguing, and I walk out.
Okay, so sometimes we end up arguing because...
Well, sometimes we end up like that.
Because Jamil thinks I'm his teammate. But he always has. But I have worked out with Jamil in enclaves of all kinds of NFL guys.
Has.
I mean, Clay Matthews, you name it. Like, I have worked out with those guys, just me being the only girl, and I keep up. I don't lift what they lift, but I can do it. In a team atmosphere.
They call her Gangsta Keys because she was flipping the tires in 100-degree heat.
I'm known in these streets.
So you all here,
on
baby.
On these turf streets.
We in these turf streets.
But as far as me by myself, fitness was not the easiest thing for me. It's still not. Even owning a gym, it doesn't make it easy. The dedication that you need, the consistency that you need when life is going on. I mean, I have several careers, so it's still a lot to balance working out and life. You know, for anyone as a wife, I'm not a mom yet, but as a wife and a business owner and everything else. So, I work out now. I try to do at least 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
I used to try everything but weightlifting. So now I'm working on weightlifting, which is the more muscle you have in your body, the more your body burns when you're not working out, which is the most important. So I would notice when Jamil and I would work out, I had zero muscle mass. I'm getting some. But Jamil would burn times 3 or 4 what I burned, not only because
That's
he's a male,
freak,
but he also has tons of muscle in his body. So so my goal is to weightlift now. I'm trying something new and it's working. I've been inspired by our members who work so hard, and they're just so into it. And sometimes I get caught up in the functionality of the gym, and I don't actually work out while I'm there. So they're inspiring me to just actually work out and then take care of everything else and put myself a little bit first, because the gym is beautiful and it's running itself. So,
you know, it's funny. So I think I work out maybe 3 to 4 times a week, and I go hard. Like, I mean, I'm in there lifting weights, doing cardio, sweating myself to death.
I saw them games you got. I saw them legs.
Yeah, but then I go home, and when it's time to eat, it's like, oh, shit.
Diet, they say diet is 80%, but it really is.
It really is. So it how sucks. Do you guys, so wait a minute. How do you guys do as far as your diet? Like, what does your refrigerator look like? Wait, well, no. Let's rewind. Who does the grocery shopping? Is it you or
it's
Jamil?
It's me all day. If Jamil did the grocery shopping, it would be Oreos.
It'd be
and
Oreos,
cereal.
Doritos, Cookie Crisp. I'm the wrong one to shop.
Yeah, Jamil has a sweet tooth that's like none other. What I started to do was count carbs instead of calories, which has changed me a lot. You don't realize how many carbs is hidden in like sweet juices and things like that. Our refrigerator is water, coconut milk. But I shop and cook fresh. I don't believe in freezing anything because I'll forget it's there.
Hey, Jimmy Seafood. Shout out to the
plug,
John.
Yeah, true
man.
That, true that. Jimmy
What's up?
Seafood.
We getting the meal prep.
Jimmy Famous Meals.
Jimmy's Famous Meals.
We are actually a pickup location for them, and we order from them also. They do fresh prepared meals. And so sometimes our refrigerator is all Jimmy's
so
Famous
wait, baby.
Meals.
We offer food at this gym,
oh
too?
Oh, my gosh.
And we cheap.
I can't.
What? And we make it inexpensive for everybody to
I know.
Be there.
Oh, plug, God. Plug,
come on,
plug,
man. Plug,
plug, plug. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug, shameless plug. Promotion.
Promotion. Ad. Hashtag ad. But, yeah, it's either prepared meals or fish and veggies, grass-fed beef and veggies, whatever I'm going to cook that night or the next day. We try to keep it fresh like that.
So what do you eat when you come home after those workouts? That's
you
the
know.
Question.
Right. Intervention.
Some days are really, really good. I can go like a good 2 weeks and do good. And then I'll just fall off. I'll fall off the wagon and then have to start all over again. And my weakness is snacks.
Right.
So I can do good with salads. And I'm not the one that's going to run to Popeyes and get fried chicken. But you put a donut in front of me and it's going down.
Yeah.
It's Krispy going down.
Cream. Yeah. Everybody's
I don't have a sweet tooth. I have a salt tooth. I'm like chips and savory, salty, everything.
Yeah, man, me bad. And you gonna rock together because I'm sweet.
Y'all not
give me some
to
Krispy Kreme. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. And I can eat the whole like dozen. It's bad. So you guys, you co-own the gym together, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Now, how is that? How is it owning a business with your spouse?
It's interesting. Dear, would
Uh-oh.
You like to talk?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's interesting. I ain't saying nothing.
What's interesting is we have learned in our relationship to just take roles. Like, I could be pissed off. Jamil could be not so mad. But if he knows that I'm mad, he sometimes will be the bad guy. I'll be the good guy in the situation. You have to learn how to play off of each other. We can never be the same person feeling the same way at the same time, even if we want to. It works. We're really, really, actually really good business partners.
I think it's really unique because, I mean, Keisha's obviously been in the working forces. She's run her own businesses. She's had Socialista. She does real estate. She does so many other things that she did on a business world. And me, I've always played sports. You know what I mean? But growing up in Philly, I've always known how to work hard, or I've always known how to hustle, you know what I mean, to get it. But what I think I bring to it is the team mentality. You know, I look at our gym as a football team, as an organization, you know, and I try to consider myself as the Ozzie Newsome or the Steve Bisciotti, and everybody else is where they're at. And we both are the Ozzie Newsome and the Steve Bisciotti, and we make sure we put in people in a position to be successful. And when I look at it in that light, I look at it as a team, it brings everything together, you know, because football is the same in the working forces, but you just got to know how to transition it or relate it in the same way. So with her being in the business world and doing everything that she does and me only knowing team, it creates a perfect balance because now we have a good business and a good team. And that's what people are seeing in a reflection of Retro.
Nice, nice. So in addition to Retro, you guys also run a nonprofit together, correct?
Yes.
Yep. It's so, 53 Families Foundation.
Yes.
Okay.
53 Families Foundation. We are blessed enough to have someone who runs it for us because we would be spinning.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Julie Bates.
Yeah, we all goodness. Have a part in it. You know, we all do everything that we can for the organization. We actually just became an actual 501c3 foundation about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And Jamil never wanted to be a foundation because of the stigma, because he never wanted to be a cash cow of like, everybody dump your money into this and maybe it goes somewhere. So mm-hmm. the way we're structured, even as a foundation, is to raise as much money as we can, spend it all on that event, and do it all over
all
again.
All gone.
So it's our eighth year this weekend, actually, of the football and fitness clinic. And we have usually 300 to 400 kids who come and work out. That's just one of the many events we do every year. But it works. It's something that's a passion of both of ours. So it's not work. And actually, the gym is the same, which is great. It's like we always wanted to do it and have something that was ours. Jamil and I have very similar backgrounds where we didn't really own anything growing up. We grew up both very poor. So anything that we have is like a blessing. You know what I mean? And we're like, this is ours, and we want it to be the way we want it to be, and we want it to be a reflection of us. So everything that we touch is kind of like that.
Tell us a little bit about the foundation. What does it focus on?
So it's mostly youth. I'll let Jamil speak on it a little bit, but...
Nah, you go, baby.
Oh, I go? I'm on a roll?
Go ahead.
Jamil believes that, and you can speak on this part. Jamil was spoken to by someone when he was younger who really touched him, who came and spoke to him when he was in Philly. So Jamil believes that if you can touch at least one person in a crowd of people that you're speaking to, it works. With us, we focus on a lot of the middle school age. We feel like that's the age that you decide on who you want to be when you grow up. So a lot of the stuff is focused towards young boys, but we try to touch the girls also. Book bag drives and the football fitness clinic, Jamil actually speaks to them. Okay. So they think it's about the football. They think it's about the free stuff. It's always about the message. And you can hear someone speak one time about what they've been through, and that can potentially change their lives. So everything that we do is, it's usually youth. It's usually, I would say, 8 to 17-ish yep. range. And we just try to be a resource for them, and we try to at least touch someone.
Is it grant funded? Do you guys personally fund it? How does that work?
It's a little bit of everything. We've been blessed with really, really great sponsors since the beginning. Yep. The person that runs our foundation is also affiliated with Macy's. She's like a higher up in Macy's. So Macy's has been a huge sponsor for us for years. But we have First Down Funding, who's a friend of ours. He has his own business where he raises funds for different things. Integrity Title. It's just like different relationships we have, people that just want to support Keisha and Jamil and whatever they touch. So can you speak on anybody else? I feel like I'm talking a lot and you're quiet.
Yeah, well, I'm letting you shine, baby. You
got
it. I don't
want to shine. I don't like interviews.
You're killing it.
Don't worry. He's up next.
You are
he's
killing
up next.
It.
I'm coming for Jamil next.
But yeah, we have a lot of sponsors. We do put our own money in it also, especially with our book bag drive. We give every kid a pair of free sneakers that sure. participates. But we have so much support that we don't usually have to spend a ton of money. We get it from everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely blessed, man. We get support from everyone. Keisha already named all of the sponsors.
And Retro Fitness of Kingsville.
From Retro Fitness, but you know, from having Baltimore Ravens to Dick's, you know, Macy's, everybody, you know, it's really just a blessing that we don't have to go through all of these other avenues to find good people to be a part of us, because we already have such a great team that it's automatic. Whatever we do, we're all a part of it. We're all family. We always do an event to show appreciation to our sponsors and volunteers to make sure that they know that, you know, we appreciate their time.
Okay, nice. So Keisha has been talking a lot today.
I'm
going to put my target on you.
Targets.
Let's talk about like the elephant in the room, right?
What's the elephant?
Winning a freaking Super Bowl. What is that like? Come on, let's talk about it.
Oh God.
Isn't that crazy? A Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl.
That
right?
is crazy.
Not many people can say that they've even been to one, let alone played in one, let alone won one.
That is true, man. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? It's the thing that everybody dreams of. And if you're not dreaming of it when you play this sport, you're living the wrong way. You're in the wrong thing. You're in it for the wrong reason. You know, everybody already knows football is nice. It pays you well. But ultimately, you want to be up there in the history books with the best that have done it. And I can say, bless that I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that history. I'm always going to be entrenched in Baltimore. You know, a part of my community work, but I'm always going to be entrenched because I was a Super Bowl champion. But that story is different for me because I actually didn't get the opportunity to play in it. know, which is really I mean, I say interesting, but it's unique because I played. I was a big part of it. Everybody tells you it's yours. You should own it because it's you.
And he's being modest. I'm going to give my 2 cents when he's done.
And I sit back and I sit back and say that, you know, I stopped playing at week 15 because I had this, you know, what they call the career-ending injury, which ultimately later down the road ended up stopping me from playing. But I was never a part of it. I never played in the game. I never tackled anybody. So that feeling isn't the same for me as the person that ran down that field, as the person that made the tackle, or even as the person that coached, you know. But I was a part of it. I coached the guys up. I gave some tips. I did some things, you know. But playing football, I played that hard to play in that game, not get there and watch everybody play. But I was fortunate. My teammates won. Everybody was happy. It's a joyous moment. But, you know, it has a different feeling for me. So I'm chasing it on another end now, because this time we going to coach it up. We going to the Super Bowl with the Ravens this year. Now I'm part of the organization. My goal is for us to get another Super Bowl ring, and this is something else I can take pride in, because now I'll be hands-on, this time only wearing the suit.
Ah, okay. So let's touch on that. Yeah. You have a new position with the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, right? Is it the assistant coach or player? Tell us about it.
Yo, I love your title, though.
I'm trying to.
No, no, no. It's sweet. It's the assistant director of player development.
Got it. Okay. I mixed it up a little bit.
Don't worry. I killed it. I bushed it for like a month by itself. So.
Okay.
But he didn't know his own position.
But it's great, man. It's an opportunity to do everything that I always done. You know, it's an opportunity to be the voice for the people that need the information. And when you come into the NFL, it's so unique, because it's a lot of money. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of people that are coming at you fast, that are relying on you, that want something from you. And the best part about it is the NFL provides you with people that can help you structure all of that, that can help you balance every angle of that or everything that you'll go through. So me going through the situation, obviously so new and so fresh, and living the way that I live, you know, and basically going through it and coming from North Philly, being homeless, having nothing, to coming into this money and doing the right thing with it, it makes me a good voice. And not just that, but I'm my own man, and I've always been my own man in the NFL. I ain't had no reason to suck up, to change the game for nobody. I'm my own person, and that is what people like about me, and that's what I hope that they like about me. So that's what allowed me to get this position and now be able to guide people in a better position that were where I was about 8 years ago. So, it's great. I say it's giving back, but it's just really – people say it's giving back, but it's a chance for me to be a part of a great organization and help young players excel in life.
Okay. Keisha, you said he's being humble.
Yes.
Give us the real.
So I just mean the Super Bowl run. Jamil's always super humble about it. So Jamil was inside linebacker. He was the Will, for people that know what that means. And he always played beside Ray Lewis. When Ray Lewis got a toe injury on the Super Bowl run, Jamil led the team and filled in as middle linebacker instead of being inside beside Ray. He was in Ray's position. So he led the team to 4 victories in a row leading up to the game where he got injured. As much as he has that chip on his shoulder that feels like it wasn't my Super Bowl, it really was. You never say it, but it was. I was there.
You were there.
I was there. I was there.
She was there.
I was there.
You know what? Enough about football. Keisha?
Yes.
You went to the Super Bowl.
I did.
What was it like being there and seeing Beyonce? Let's focus on that.
Okay, Beyonce was dope. Okay, but the whole time I have Jamil talking to me about how he's on the field, like in her face. One of the dopest moments of my life, and we've been around them. We've been blessed to be around them in different like parties and small atmospheres.
Them as in Jay-Z and Beyonce? Yes. Okay.
But Hover gave Jamil his first bottle of what was it?
Oh, Ace? Bro, but I don't drink. I mean, he gave it, but I don't drink. I don't drink.
But
I don't know what she's talking
party,
about.
I will say the after party of the Super Bowl and even the ring ceremony, but the after party of the Super Bowl with Jay-Z and Beyonce being there and just the whole everything. Everybody was just so happy and so humble. And in the same space, that goes down as one of my favorite moments in life. So,
love is love.
So,
whoa, wait.
Besides
favorite?
Our marriage.
One of.
Super Bowl was amazing. New Orleans is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those moments. We were able to run down on the field as soon as the confetti started to drop. Family and friends. I remember seeing Jameel across the field and just running up to him and giving him a major kiss. And I mean, it's one of those moments that you just would cherish forever. I hope we get it again on the front office side. Hey, we're corporate now.
Suits.
Bada bing, bada boom. You're a suit.
You're a suit now.
But it was one of the best moments ever. So
now life after Jameel in the league, right? So now you're working two careers and you're also being a supportive wife while doing that. You're a realtor and then you also run the gym and in addition to the nonprofit. How is it? Like, is it hard for you to still manage all of these careers and support your husband?
No, not at all. I would say, like, I'm Jameel McClain. I'm team Jameel McClain, no matter what. It's so flawless now. I mean, as far as what he has going on, what I have going on, we've learned how to balance both. If I can't cook dinner that night, we have to order in, you know, and that's okay. You know, sometimes laundry piles up and Jameel ends up stepping in and doing laundry. But it's not hard. I think we don't have children, so... You know, I know moms probably have it a little bit tougher, but as a wife with a man that understands me and he's with me every day to go through everything I'm going through, it hasn't been awful.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so can I ask, I have like a few questions. Hello. Right?
Come on, there you go, co-host.
Okay, so I mean, I heard you say that it's not really hard. You know, I personally have two careers and I am technically single. I don't circle married.
Technically. Okay. You don't circle married.
I don't circle married, right? So, I mean, how do you find the time to be able to still be career oriented and then focus on your marriage and your relationship? You know, nowadays we have a lot of women that are like, I'm a boss, you know, I'm handling my business, but yet they neglect the relationship part. Right. How do you find that balance and what do you do?
Yikes. How do I find that balance? I don't really know. I just find it every now and then. It's not something I harp on or dwell on. You know what I mean? I have to believe that I married my best friend and I married the person that I go through life with.
Right.
So I can't think that when I'm not moving a little bit too fast, he doesn't see it and doesn't know how to adjust to it. Right. I think a partner in life and being with somebody is two different things. When somebody is your partner, they're with you every step of the way.
Absolutely.
You don't really have much to prove to them. Mm-hmm. But we always have to keep it fresh, of course. Sometimes we get wrapped up into business and it's like, oh crap, I haven't cooked dinner or like candlelight or done those extra things. But I'm communicating with him the whole time. I'm talking about how my day was. I'm talking about how this week was. Mm-hmm. So he's with me.
He's inclusive, right?
Exactly. I think a lot of times we, especially women in business, we start to do our own thing so much that we forget to just speak to and talk to the person that we're with. Right. And it can work both ways. I think men do it and I think women do it. When we get busy, we get caught up. But sometimes it's just a conversation. Babe, this is where I am right now. You know I ain't cooks. I know the laundry is piled up to the ceiling, but this is where I am right now. Give me a day or two. I got you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's that simple. Of nobody wants to feel like the other person is getting used to chilling or used to life or used to not taking their role seriously in a marriage. So communication. That's it.
Right.
That's it. I don't really have anything else but that.
Yeah, communication is absolutely important. Yep. So let me take it back another step, right?
Okay.
So, you know, obviously you're a beautiful woman, right?
Thanks, boo.
You're welcome.
I paid her to say that.
She did not. And so, Jameel, you're a successful athlete, right?
Yeah.
So being in those two positions, right, I know that you may have had guys that come to you all the time and you may have had different women that come to you, Jameel. How do you find a way to let your guards down and actually let someone in to learn to trust them? Because you and Keisha, you both seem like you connect. She said you guys are best friends. You guys vibe off of each other, even off camera and off of the podcast. You guys have really great energy and it's genuine. But Jameel, when did you know that, hey, Keisha's here for me? She's really about me. She's not just here because she's into the limelight. And Keisha, how did you know that, hey, he's here to really be into me? He's not here to conquer another beautiful woman. How do you both, in your own answers, let your guards down and let someone in and realize that it's genuine and not just about, you know, surface.
Look at that question.
You first.
Boom. Oh. Sounds. She went in for
with
it.
The assist.
You know what? It's, I mean, it's, I'm not saying it's easy. Right. You know what I'm saying? But when I met Keisha, and this is honest, you know, I tell everybody this story. Like, when I met Keisha, I knew she was going to be the woman for me. Like, I knew. Oh. Right in Red Maple, I knew. Like, walking in.
Red Maple.
I'm telling y'all where it happened, you know, at an event. And it just was something about her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just was the way that she carried herself. It was the way that we clicked. It helped. You know, not help, but we got the same birthday to the year and date. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't make this stuff up, you know what I mean? And to come from both of our same situations, to be honest people, like, to be people that pride themselves on just being straightforward, whether right. you can take it or whether you can't. It just is what it is. And to get that click, it makes it easy to see. Like, it's an easy thing to see. You know, you have the people that are out and have moles. You have the people that saying they'll be there to the end, mm-hmm. but when you sprain your ankle, you can't get a hold
right.
of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just what it is. Keisha, she always been herself, man. She always been amazing, beautiful inside and mm-hmm. out. I mean, she's so amazing with her friends, her family. It's all things that you yeah. want. So when you know, as a man in a position that people are looking at you in another light, I always ask myself, like, is this a feature that I want in my child?
Right.
And Keisha, she always answered those questions. She always answered them with yes. So that's what let me know that she was real and true and she was there for me.
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
I'll say, when I met Jamil, he said he was an accountant.
Bro, I was a construction worker. Stop playing
with me. In the same conversation, by the end of the conversation, he told me what he did for a living. I wasn't extremely excited about it. But I was at a point in my life when we met. We met at 25 years old, like Jamil said. We have the same birthday to the year, mm-hmm. Which is how we exchange phone numbers. But Jamil was in the league for 3 years when we met. And that can be extremely intimidating. You know, I'm from here. I have a past here. He's from here. I mean, he played here. He has a past here. Not to say that past is bad, right. but we were here before we met.
Right.
And Baltimore is one of those places where whatever you did, whoever you ever met in your life, they're going to tell you they
everybody.
Met. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the easiest situation, but from the very beginning, Jamil and I just were completely honest with each other. It's like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. This is where I've been, and you take it or leave it. And that is why we were able to evolve the way we were. Honesty, even when it was mm-hmm. bad, even when it sucked, even when I didn't want to hear it, he didn't want to hear it. Just being straightforward, because, right. you know, nobody can tell him anything he doesn't know about me already from me. Mm-hmm. And that's important. You don't have to, like, wear a mask. I always say that. You don't have to wear a mask with your best friend. And I knew when I met him, and the birthday helped a lot. The faith thing, I'm a little religious that way. But I knew everything I went through was for a reason, and I knew that he would be worth it.
Right.
And I dedicated myself to be patient, to be kind and consistent. And I knew he was what I wanted. You know what I mean? So we made it work. We dedicated ourselves. And we never got off path. We kept it going, and I hope we continue to go forever.
Nice.
I get a cool point.
And that was the perfect segue into segment two.
Oh, Lord.
Single ladies.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I ain't no lady. I'm out. All the single ladies. 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 All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. Now put your hands up in the club. So here on Unwrapped, we don't like to leave anyone out. So we created a segment that is dedicated to those of you who are single, whether that be by force or choice. So today's topic is how to catch that man. Oh, wow. Now, Keisha, you kind of led into this conversation, right? And so we're going to focus this a little more on you.
Okay.
You caught Jamil. Right?
Catch a ball player.
How does that happen?
Trapping ain't dead. Trapping ain't dead.
Jamil, Keisha said that. I did not. I just said, she got you to get down on that one knee.
I don't know if this is PG, but I thought she said how to catch balls.
No! Player. Bro.
That is not what I said.
Is that what you said, Keisha?
Absolutely not. That's segment three. I'm just kidding.
Or is that how you caught him?
No. Single ladies is crazy.
All right, Keisha, you're up.
All right, so what? How did I get him?
Yeah, like, I mean, he kind of alluded to some of it. But, you know, how did you actually, like, that was how you threw the line out. Mm-hmm. How did you, like, reel it back in?
You know, I don't really think there, and literally, I've had women that know me, have known me for years, and it's like, they want me to write a book or something. Like, how did you, meet an NFL player and marry him? It's like, I met Jameel. You know what I mean? Jameel is so opposite of stereotypes of what an NFL player is. He never cared about the lights, the fame, or the money. You know, Jameel was always grounded. So that's who I met. I can't speak on, you know, people that are, their goal in life is to marry someone in a sport, you know. But I'll just say, at a point in my life when I was 25 and I met Jameel, I think my priorities were different, you know. But the good part about it is I didn't have to lose my youthfulness or my fun to be with someone. And I feel like a lot of times as women, we conform to who we think a guy wants us to be. And I was at a point in my life at 25 that I didn't really want to conform to anything. I wanted to be who I wanted to be. And I wanted someone that was being who they were without us driving each other crazy. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think it's a plan. I think ours worked out the way it did. I was very prayful before I met Jameel. I used to pray literally for Jameel. I didn't know who he was. But I would literally pray for someone that was maybe my age, you know, maybe was godly, you know, maybe had a job. Like, my prayers weren't very specific. They were just like, don't send me a maniac. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was at a point where I was lonely, and then I was over it. And I was like, I'm single. You know, that's how it happens. I'm single. I don't need to be with nobody. But I did have those prayers in place. So when I met him, I knew he was kind of sent to me. You know, I knew that everything that I asked for was in him, and we could just continue to pull the best out of each other. So I don't have a playbook or a diagram, right. But so that's so, how it happened.
Okay, so let me ask Jameel on the counterpart. So Keisha, she doesn't really have a plan or whatever. And I know nowadays a lot of women, they feel like just because they have a good job, a nice car, they look good, they have their body together, they can get a man's attention. But what was it about Keisha to keep your attention? What was it about her to make you say, hey, she's the one and that's the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with? And for those men who are out here trying to sort and say, is this the woman that I should spend the rest of my life with?
Right.
What would that advice be?
And, I mean, you put a huge ring on it. So we got to talk about that.
I don't know what she's talking about.
What ring? I mean, we all got big rings.
Hey, okay. Ring. Mine is small compared to his.
No, it's you. You know what? I always take it with this metaphor, and this is, like, this is how I know. Like, you remember seeing those movies where everybody is moving fast as ever, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the fast screen. Everybody's moving fast, and there's one person that's moving slow. Right? And everything is focused on that one person. Mm-hmm. So if everything is moving fast in life and you find somebody that's moving slow just like you, it's easier to pay attention to them. Because everything else don't matter. Everything is zipping past you. But when y'all both slow down and y'all both be a part of y'all moment, not the moment that everybody else want, not the moment that everybody else think, that's the thing that you pay attention to. Or that's how it was easy to me. Because, you know, when you see somebody of quality that's sitting there in front of you, it makes you slow down. It makes you walking slow and they walking slow. That connects. That's the good connection. So that to me is how I knew. That to me is what made Keisha stand out in front of everything else in the world.
Everything else.
The world, what the
all
world provides.
All that's of
the
it. Way.
I never said people. I said things.
The DMs and everything.
You said a key word, which was quality. And a lot of times people confuse quantity with quality. And apparently to you, quality is what meant more than quantity.
Hey, man, you know, you gotta build your house with sturdy bricks, you know?
Like so that. It wasn't all her ass?
No, I mean, let's be clear. I didn't have but half of this ass when we met.
Hey, look, I made that.
Shut up. Squat life. You need unwrapped after dark.
Do you guys have babies in the future? Are you planning to have babies? You know, I know babies. Living this child-free life is like so luxurious and so nice because I can only imagine.
You know, we drown ourselves with so much work. I forget that we don't have kids sometimes. No. We have so many staff members and other people that we have to orchestrate it. I had a plan when Jameel and I met. I had a plan. We were 25. I said I want to be married by 30. I want to be married by 4 years, and then I want to have babies. From the very beginning. We got engaged. We got married when we were still 30.
Okay.
For only 3 more weeks. And our year is coming up in 2 weeks. So, hey.
Yeah. So, prior to you getting married, Jamil was traded and went to New York, mm-hmm. and you right. followed. Mm-hmm. Was that a hard decision for you? Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to uproot right. your career from Baltimore and pretty much reinvent it in New York, correct?
It was tough at first. Jamil was so supportive that it helped. I was a real estate agent here, of course. I still am. When we went to New York, I looked at it as an opportunity. I don't feel like anything happens by mistake. The Vikings wanted Jamil and the Bills. So we would have been in Buffalo or Minnesota. And I said, I don't care how we got to structure this deal. I want the Giants. We ended up going to New York. I got licensed in New York and New Jersey, and I got with a firm that did what I did for athletes of more sports. So it worked out. I think it was a blessing. And no part of me was going to stay here. You know, I would have followed Jamil to Afghanistan in the fire. Aww.
So you have a 1-year anniversary coming up?
We do.
Any sneak peeks of the gift or any big plans?
Like, gift? Gift? Fellas, don't fall into that trap.
Jamil is here for gifts when he wants to. Jamil is very spontaneous. He's not here for on this day, I got to give you the biggest gift I could ever give you.
We create moments, not material, man.
Aww. Yeah.
You got to coin that.
Yeah. Okay, so
stamp that.
So to pretty much wrap up this segment, I want to play a game with Keisha.
Okay,
and it's called the questions game, and you're gonna get 15 seconds to answer seven questions. Okay. Right? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm locked.
So
in.
Hold on, let me ask my DJ. Yes. Can you cue some game show music? You have that? Okay, we're gonna go without the game show. Do you wanna sing it?
I prefer Jeopardy music. It makes me smarter.
Let me get my timer ready. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce.
Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Cash or credit?
Credit.
Favorite vacation spot?
Cabo.
Gucci or Versace?
Gucci.
Favorite sport?
Football.
Favorite NFL player?
Jamil McClain.
Ah, I thought you were going to slip up.
That was 16 seconds.
Before we conclude, Keisha, you are essentially the total package. You're a wife, you're a business owner, you're a mogul. Any advice you want to give for aspiring moguls or women out there that want to be like you?
I feel like anyone in general. It took me a long time to find my path, to figure out what I wanted to do. And sometimes things just fall into place. What you think you're going to end up doing, you don't do. But I just watched a show and Seinfeld was kind of commentating the whole thing. It was about people that were in their 90s who found their new passions, and they were the best. Some of them were over 100 years old. And something that Seinfeld said that stuck to me was, get up and move every single day. It doesn't matter if you think you're making a difference. Just don't stay still. And I feel like that is the only thing that I've done in my life that has paid off for me, is moving forward and doing something every day, even when I don't want to, even if it's on an email, on the computer, on the phone, making a move in the right direction to do something great. So that would be my only advice to anyone that's trying to move forward or trying to have their own business or just trying to balance life.
Well, we have a total package t-shirt for you since
very
you are
nice.
Essentially the total
and
package.
It's gold. I love gold.
It's gold like you.
I love gold.
And this episode is a wrap. Thank you guys. Woo!
We did it.
This episode was brought to you by Citron. If you're looking for a hot date night or somewhere fun to go with the girls, check out Citron in Quarry Lake. It is an amazing restaurant that I frequent often. Or if you even want to come, just check out me. I'll be there. But no, Citron is amazing. The staff is amazing. The customer service is great. The food is wonderful. So check out Citron Restaurant at 2605 Quarry Lake Drive, open daily from 11:30 to 11 p.m.